Is he alive in you today? Praise God. If he is, you should be thankful. You know, I was going to teach next Sunday on Thanksgiving and a little message on that or a word to you, but I want to teach today because Cecil's going to be with us. Thanksgiving is not just a day. It shouldn't be. It should be thanksgiving, right? As a believer, we are thankful, and I am so thankful today. I got so many things to be thankful for, and I know you do too. God's got nothing but good for you. You should be thankful. The most joyous people should be people who have found grace. Grace people are people that live with an attitude of thanksgiving. When you discover God's grace in your life, you cannot help but be thankful because you realize it's all about him and nothing about you. When grace comes in and affects your heart in such a way, and you say, wow, God, look what you did for me. You cannot help but be thankful every moment of the day. Amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles this morning, if you will, to Ephesians 5:20, a great verse. Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus and told him about this, told him about being thankful. And look what he says, amen? Giving thanks sometimes. Giving thanks when things are just good. Giving thanks once in a while, maybe. You know, we live in a world of ungrateful people. There are so many people that are ungrateful. We have so much, but yet still have so less. God desires each of us to be people that are living with a testimony of thanksgiving. Look what he says. He says, give thanks how? Always for what? All things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks always. Hold up your Bibles this morning and let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it with Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn, give somebody a high five, say, you know what, I'm thankful for you. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to have that attitude of what? Gratitude. He desires for us to be people that are thankful for everything we have in life. God desires you to be thankful for your dog, sometimes your cat, your kids, your grandkids. Man, you know what? I thought kids were great, but grandkids, man, I'm telling you, they're awesome, man. So thankful for my grandkids. What a blessing they are, amen. But God desires you to be thankful for your job, to be thankful on every aspect of life. God desires us to walk in this attitude. It's really pleasing to the Lord when we walk in the attitude of gratitude and we're thankful for all that God has for us. Amen? Thanksgiving and praise are the highest form of faith. Thanksgiving and praise are the highest form of faith. When we're walking in this attitude of thanksgiving and praise, we're really walking in faith. Because we realize that we give him the glory, him the honor, amen. We're expectation of nothing but good, and our hearts are full with everything that he's already provided for us. So we're walking in this attitude of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we just need to get over ourselves. People complain about so many things. It's like you get a hangnail and you start complaining. Be glad you got some nails to hang. Amen. I mean, people get so complacent on their focused on their self, and they get so wrapped up in their self, there's no room for Jesus. God desires us to be so thankful and so consumed with the goodness of God in our life, and every day we get up and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, not sad in it. Turn to somebody and say, you need to get over yourself. It would really be good to just get over and get beyond yourself. You know, I heard Andrew's teaching lately on discipleship, Andrew Womack. Anybody heard his teachings on discipleship lately? One of the things that he says is, it's time to get your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. It's amazing how that we can walk around with this attitude all the time that, you know, hey, this whole world is just stinky and everything isn't going my way, and you know, because it's focused the wrong way. The scripture, you know, doesn't mean to give thanks for bad things that happens to us. It means that regardless of whatever befalls us, we find something good in it. We say, you know what, we take that lemon and turn it into lemonade. Hallelujah. We say, God, we are so blessed and so thankful for everything we have. Everything. Everything. You may not be driving the best car right now, but be thankful for the car you got. Amen. When you start being thankful for the things you got, it just makes room for other things to come into your life. Be thankful for that car. Be thankful for that house. Be thankful for your clothes. God is the provider of all things. Amen. Look at Psalm 34:1. He says, I will bless the Lord sometimes. At all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You cannot be depressed and be thankful at the same time. You cannot be depressed. You cannot be, if you are, something's wrong. Amen. When you line your mouth up with God's word, you cannot be going around with a sad sack face, hello, and thinking, oh my, gloom, despair, excessive misery. God didn't want you there. He wants you in praises. He wants you in thanksgiving. Are you listening to me this morning? How many know sometimes we go through stuff? Sometimes we go through stuff. James tells us that. The book of James says, you know, sometimes we just go through stuff. Stuff happens to good people. Do you realize that? It doesn't mean there's sin in your life. You're forgiven of sin. Just stuff happens. Like Jamie this week, stuff happens to good people, right? But when you're going through the stuff, what's your attitude? Amen? Do we complain and whine? You know, somebody brought me I wish I still had this today. I call it my 11th commandment, really. But they brought me years ago, they had this nice plaque all lined out, and they said, Pastor, we want you to hang this on your office wall when people come in. I said, okay. And I turned it over, and it says, Thou shall not whine. I thought, wow, that is so good. I hung it on my office wall. You know, people come in and they start, I say, look. Amen. Thou shall not whine. God doesn't want you whining. God wants you rejoicing. Amen. So when you experience his grace, you cannot help but be thankful. Grace pours out thanksgiving. Grace pours out thanksgiving. Grace takes the focus off of your ability and puts it on his ability. Grace is the great transfer. It transfers his goodness to your life and says, I can do it because you can't do it. Grace always, always, always brings thanksgiving to us. When you discover grace, you'll discover thanksgiving. You'll have a thankful lifestyle because you realize it's not you, but it's him. Amen. You'll realize it wasn't me that could do this, but it was him that did it for me. Grace always brings out thanksgiving. A lot of times we whine about things and we're not even going through it. We're just complaining. Amen. That's what kept the Israelites over in the desert so long. They just kept complaining, just going around in circles. Complaining will keep you in circles and praise will give you the breakthrough. Y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? I'm going to show you a little bit. Can we put up the New Living, can we get the New Living Translation on this morning? Because it really defines it well. A lot of times we think we're really going through something like, the cat scratched me. Oh my, cat scratch fever. Da, 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 da. Who did that song? Who was that? Who? Ted Nugent. Yeah, cat scratch fever. Yeah. You know, the cat scratched me. Oh, my gosh, my world's falling apart. Man, you know, folks, we're not even going through. God's been so good to us, so good to America. So good. You know, we are some of the most ungrateful people, but should be the most thankful people on earth because God's grace truly has shined on us, and God's grace is just shining on so many people. People are realizing it's not about religion. It's about this relationship, and they're finding God's grace in their life. They're finding the forgiveness of all their sin has already been taken care of. They're finding that everything they already need has been deposited in their born-again spirit, amen, and they begin to be more thankful. And as they're more thankful, there's more manifestation, and we're going to see that in a moment. But I want you to look at this. Let's go 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 18, maybe a little longer. We'll see. Amen. NLT, New Living Translation. Hallelujah. We now have this light shining in our hearts. How many of you have got a light shining in your heart? That light is Jesus. That's something to be thankful about. Amen. This light is now shining in our heart, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars. We're like fragile. That's what Paul said. We're like fragile clay jars. But look at this. Containing this great treasure. Turn to somebody and say, you got a treasure in you. In fact, you are a treasure. Jesus is in you. You're worth something. You're special to God. God loves you this morning. Amen. God doesn't make junk. He made you. Amen. You're special. There's great potential in you. Just because you're going through something doesn't mean God has forgotten you. He loves you this morning. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. Amen. He is here with you. Get up. Amen. The only person that stops is the one that lays down. Get up. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and answer the phone. Amen. Get up. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Like fragile jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from whom? From God, not ourselves. Man, that is grace. It's not from our own effort, not from everything we do, nothing that we can do except believe. God says the only thing you really can do about this whole thing is just believe it's already done. Amen. It's great treasure within you. Wow. We are pressed. Listen to what Paul said. You think you got it bad? You think you had a bad week, a bad month, a bad year? Don't worry, you're going to get over it. We are pressed on every side by troubles. Anybody ever feel like that? Come on, anybody ever felt like that? Been there, haven't you? Some of you may be there this morning. Listen to what he says. But, we are not crushed. We might be pressed on every side, but not crushed. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, hang in there, baby. You're going to make it. We are perplexed. You ever not know what to do? Yeah. Anybody ever had that? God, I really don't know what to do at this time. Some of you are there this morning. Some of you don't know what to do and saying, God, what do we do? He said, we are perplexed, but not driven to despair. You might be perplexed, but you're not in despair. Listen to this. We are hunted down. I doubt if any of us have ever been hunted down. Maybe some of you that are in the military have been, but a lot of us have never been hunted down. But never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're what? Not destroyed. Something may come in your life and knock you down, but you know what? You're not destroyed because your hope is in Jesus today. Listen to this. I want to go on. Through sufferings, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Through suffering. Paul said we're going through stuff. You know, we're having his persecution. Our bodies are going through stuff. But the life of Jesus is shining through. You know, when you're going through it, you can still have the life of Jesus shining through your life. Amen. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus. Wow. Folks, when you think you really got it bad, you need to read this verse of Scripture sometimes. They are living under constant danger of death because they are serving the Lord. Somebody looks at us crossways and we fall apart. We say Jesus is somebody and they persecute us a little bit and we go home with our head tucked between our legs. Wow, what's up? Listen to this. So that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. He's talking to the Corinthians. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I speak. What do? We believe, and so we speak also, right? We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. What solid hope, what solid assurance Paul had in everything that Jesus had delivered to him. You, when you have that type of assurance, your faith and thanksgiving just abound. Amen? All of this is for your what? Benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, as God's grace As we share God's grace with more and more people, there will be what? Great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. So as you're going through it and you're allowing God's grace to touch your life and take you through those situations, and people see what you're going through, they're seeing God's grace in your life, all of a sudden there's thanksgiving saying, how in the world are you going through this? And you say, because of God's grace in my life, and grace begins to abound to their life and say, if you're going through that and I know you're okay, I know I can go through it and I'm going to be okay because of God's grace. It's going to abound and abound and abound and abound with thanksgiving, hallelujah. And more glory. I love this. Go on down a little bit more. That is why we never give up. Turn to somebody and say, stop it. Stop it. There is no giving up. Some of you have been in this thing a long time, and the enemy's come to you and said, give up. And you bought into his lies. Stop it. There is no giving up, and there's no going back. Philip said, who should we go back to, Lord? You have eternal life. Why would you even think about going back? There is no going back. There's only going forward in Jesus. Stop it. God's got nothing but good for you. God's got a destiny for you to fill. Hang in there, baby. Remember that? That's the only cat I liked. I'm sorry. That picture, remember that picture years ago, and he's hanging in there, and the caption, he's hanging on that limb, and it says, hang in there, baby. Turn to somebody and say, hang in there, baby. God's got good for you. It's going to be all right. You're going to get through this. You may have gone through a divorce. God still loves you. God still got hope and a plan for your life. It's not the end. It may just be the beginning. Praise God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are what? How? Every day. For our present troubles are small. Turn to somebody and say, baby, it ain't going to last too long. Turn to somebody and say, I'm getting through this. You know, in fact, I'm praising my way through this. Amen. I'm doing better because my focus is on Him. Every time you give God praise, the focus changes to Him. Amen. And not yourself. And I'm praising my way through it. I may not be there yet, but I've left the station. I'm on my way. My praises are coming out of my mouth. I know I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless His holy name. Hallelujah. I am not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. God's grace has enabled me. I'm going to make it through. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, I'm going to make it through. How about you? Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Wow. There's no stopping in Jesus, man. And when you start to give Him, there's something that happens, man. God inhabits the praises of His people. And when you start giving God praise, all of a sudden, your position shifts and changes. Amen. All of a sudden, man, you might feel down here, but now you're up here somewhere. Why? Because you decided, you made a conscious. The Bible says, I will. You got a will sometimes to praise God. You hear what I'm saying? You have a will. It's in your soul. And you've got a will sometimes. Well, I don't feel like it. That's when you will to praise God. Well, you just don't know. That's when you will to praise God. Oh, Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. That's when you will to praise God. You got a will and you put your will into action and you get over your emotional self and you praise Him. Whether you feel like it or not. Turn to somebody and say, He's preaching to you right there. You know, God gives increase through praise. God gives increase. How many want to increase? Anybody want to see some increase in your life? Man, I tell you, how many's ready for some increase? Pray. God's got increase for you. Turn to somebody and say, God's got increase for you. God had increase for Abraham. God gave Abraham a word, and that word, turn to Isaiah 51, 1 and 2 real quick. Isaiah 51, 1 and 2, and then we're going to drop down to Romans 4, 18 through 20. Isaiah 51, 1, 2. Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance. All who seek the Lord, consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were minded. And Abraham's faith did not what? Abraham's faith did not what? Abraham's faith did not weak. God promised Abraham a son when he was an old man. God's given you some promises. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, don't worry, baby, you're not too old yet. Amen. God's given you some promises. Listen, when we are in thanksgiving, there's a manifestation of those promises coming to pass in our life when we live in this attitude of thankfulness. Abraham was approaching 100 years old, but was not what? Weakened. His faith was not weakened, even though at about 100 years old of age, he figured his body was as good as what? Dead. Turn to somebody and say, it ain't over yet. There might be some dead things in your life, but God wants to give some resurrection, some power in your life. Amen? How is it applied? It's applied through our heart of thanksgiving through faith. And so was Sarah's womb. Go on down. Abraham never wavered in what? Believing God's promises. In fact, his faith grew stronger. How did his faith grow stronger? And in this, he brought glory to God. His faith grew stronger because he realized and honored and worshiped God. He said, we're going up to worship, but me and the boy are going to come back. He realized that worship was such a powerful thing in his life, and through that worship, God honored him. When you worship and praise him, man, it just releases something in your life. Amen. That manifestation that you've been hoping for and believing for, just get in that area of worship and praise. Amen. Against all hope, he still had hope. He still had faith. Hallelujah. Let the people of God praise you. Oh God, then the earth will yield her increase, and God will bless us. All the ends of the earth will fear him. Psalm 65, 5 through 7. Let the people praise you, O God. The earth will yield her increase. When you want to see increase, just begin to praise him. Begin to honor him. Abraham saw increase when he began to worship God. He believed God and he worshiped him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When you worship him, whoo, you are taking the place of the enemy and he can't stand it. He was the leader of worship in heaven, and when you begin to praise and worship God, he just gets all confused and totally messed up. Amen. Hallelujah. God, you are so good. We must not want to praise God. We praise God until an increase comes in our life. God has multiplication. Not just talking about multiplication. God is a God of multiplication. He wants to multiply, increase in your life. He is in the multiplication business. How many know that what I'm talking about this morning? Look at John 6, 5 through 13. Let's look at this just a moment. God's in the multiplication business. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. How many know Jesus knows what he's up to today? He does, amen. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them that every one may have a little to eat. One of his disciples, Andrew, I love Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, I love you. Simon Peter's brother said to him, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves, 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? God can take the small things in our life and make it great. God can take the little things. When we start to give him praise and thanksgiving, it may seem little at that time, but God is in the increase business. Get ready for increase. Turn to somebody and say, get ready for some increase. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there is much grass in the place, so the men sit down in the number of about 5,000. Now this didn't include the women or the children. Think about this. And Jesus took the loaves from that lad, and when he had given thanks, when he had what? When he had given what? When he had given what? When he had given what? Here's Jesus giving what? Thanks. Giving thanks. Give thanks for the little, because the little will give increase to multiplication. Distributed them to the disciples, and disciples to those sitting on the ground, likewise by the fish, as much as they what? God is always a God that makes sure you're full. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you do not have to go away empty. God is a God of more than enough. Hallelujah. So when they were what? When they were filled. God is a God of satisfaction. God, thank you. Would you raise your hand right now and just thank him for that? God, thank you for satisfying my soul today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are the God of more than enough, the God of abundant supply today. No lack among us, God. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of your grace and love in our lives this morning. Hallelujah, that we are filled today. He said to his disciples, gather up the fragments of the remains so that nothing is lost. God wants to make sure nothing is lacking and nothing is lost. I love this. Amen. They gathered it up, filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. How many disciples were there? How many baskets were there? God is in such multiplication, he wants to make sure nobody is left out. You don't have to be left out this morning. Amen. God's got nothing but good for you. Listen to 2 Corinthians 2:14. You talk about power and praise. Victory always has a voice. Victory always has a voice. It's the voice of thanksgiving. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Look at what he says. Now thanks be to God, who sometimes, once in a while, always leads us into triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Wherever you go, you smelling good, baby. Amen. You're smelling good wherever you go. Why? Because of the victory that you have. How does the victory come? How is it manifested? Through thanksgiving. When you praise him, when you give thanks, there's multiplication, there's victory in thanksgiving. Amen. So we can thank God in advance for our victory. Thank God in advance for what he's going to do. Amen. He causes us to win every time. I wish that was true about Notre Dame. Amen. He causes us to win every time. Hallelujah. Wow. God is so able to raise up dead things in your life. When Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus, he gave thanks and said, Lord, you always hear me. Aren't you glad God always hears you? What a prayer of faith. God, I thank you that you always hear me. Lazarus had been dead for 3 days, but it didn't affect Jesus' faith and thanksgiving and praise. Don't allow circumstances to affect what God has in your life. Don't allow circumstances to affect the thanksgiving and praise and attitude that you should have on a daily basis in your life. Overcome by praising him. Overcome by giving him the glory. Overcome by saying, Lord, I thank you. I have the victory. Amen. I'm not fighting for it. I already have it. It's already in my life. And he said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And here comes Lazarus out of that tomb, dead for 3 days. He rolled away the stone. You know what? The stone's been rolled away out of our life. The law's been rolled away. Amen. Grace has been replaced. Amen. We have the power within us at all times to give God thanks in every situation. In every situation. The stone has been removed. You know what? When you're in grace, there's something about grace. Religion always causes pride. Grace always equals humility. Religion will always cause you to do something, and grace will always cause you to receive something. That's why the Bible says that he gives more grace to the humble. Grace is expressed to the humble because you know why? Because you had nothing to do with it. And when you walk in this grace, you're walking in that humility because you realize, I don't have anything to do with this. It's all about God. And when you have that type of attitude, you cannot help but give God praise because you say, you know what? It wasn't me, God. It was all you. It was all you that turned around this situation for me. It was all you, God, to give me the increase in my life. It was all you when I didn't think I had enough, you made enough for me. It was all you that healed my body when the doctor said there was no hope for me. It's all you, God. It's all grace in my life, working favor after favor upon me. Hallelujah. Favor after favor on me. Giving thanks is a surefire way to manifest your faith in your life. Just by giving thanks, amen, prayers and thanksgiving, man, get God's attention. Praise God. Bible talks about Paul and Silas. They are at midnight. They are locked in prison. They weren't moaning or groaning. They're in the inner prison. And the Bible says at midnight they begin to sing praises unto God. Hallelujah. And the prisoners heard them. Acts chapter 16. And the prisoners heard them. Amen. As they begin to praise God, the Bible says that God sent an earthquake and set them all free. Not only Paul and Silas, but the whole prison was set free. Can you imagine? Because praise affects other people. When you start praising God and giving him the thanks, it affects other people. It just flows over to other people. This grace has an overflow to other people. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, it's time to get rid of your stinking thinking. Come on, somebody. It's time to get rid of your stinking thinking. It's time to put on the garment of what? Praise for what? The spirit of heaviness. Put on that garment, man. Let it come out of your mouth. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. This is going to be the best day of my life. Still thinking, oh, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is going to be the best day of my life. I'm going to have such favor on the job today. God, you're going to give me favor with the customers. God, you're going to give me favor with all the people I work for. You're going to give me favor with my bosses. God, I am a person of favor because grace is on my life. Amen. Stand this morning. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You have the power to call those things that are not as though they are. Do you realize that? Because of God's grace, you have the power to start calling those things that are not as though they are. Start calling yourself free from debt. And say, Lord, I am so thankful I am free from debt. I owe no man nothing but to love him. Start getting a different attitude. Put on the mind of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I am so thankful. Be thankful for your family today. Amen. Be thankful for your kids and grandkids. Be thankful for your wife and your husband. Be thankful that you're single today, some of you that are single. It's worse things than being married. It's being married to the wrong one. Hello? When you're married to the right one, it's great, but being married to the wrong one, it can be hell. So be thankful. Don't be like, oh, God, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, I'm so lonely. No, you're not. You got Jesus. His face says, amen to that. Hallelujah. Be thankful today. Let's take a few minutes and just start thanking the Lord for his goodness in your life. Thank you for grace. Lord, we're thankful today, God. Thank you for my family, my precious wife, my children today. Thank you, Lord, for all my family members, God. Thank you for this church family, God. Lord, we're blessed today. We're people that are blessed. Come on, open up your mouth and give him some praise. Give him some thanksgiving. Hallelujah. God, we give you thanks and praise today. We honor you, Lord. We bless you today. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the glory today. Amen. We give you the praise today. Hallelujah. Come on, say out of your mouth with Pastor this morning, Lord, I am thankful because of your grace in my life, abundant grace, and the gift of righteousness. Lord, I am thankful every day. Thank you, Lord, for healing my body. Thank you, Lord, for prospering me, prospering my soul. Thank you, Lord, for good things. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to my family. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them out. Hallelujah. Bringing them out, Lord. I'm thankful today. Thank you, Lord, for everything I have. In the name of Jesus, I declare thanksgiving in every area of my life. Every day of my life, I'm going to be thankful. Come on, I'm going to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God some praise. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to find five people this morning and say, you know what, I'm thankful for you. Would you do that right now? Come on. Find five people and say, I'm thankful for you this morning.